Exegol. Cold, dark, numbing. The Empire, the First Order, the Final Order, and even the Resistance, decimated. The galaxy is saved from what he had helped build, saved from his life's work. The war is over. But Rey is gone. And he can't save her. He tries. How desperately he tries. He searches for that newly stoked fire of the light inside him, pushing his memory back towards all the things he'd learned at the Jedi Temple of his youth. But it's no use. He'd never learned anything like this. Squeezing his eyes more firmly shut, he tries a different sort of inspiration. Rey's hand on him. He thinks back to the feeling of his body knitting together under the warmth of her palm and tries to recreate that miracle moment. Sweat pours. His wounds ache. All he feels is the painful echoes of bruises and blood and bone. Falling back on habit, he gathers that pain to fill him with power. But it's the wrong kind. It's the wrong kind. Wallowing in his own misery, he stares at her lifeless body before the realization dawns on him that she's not becoming one with the Force. Time ticks by as he watches, waiting for her to melt into the air. Is it minutes? Hours? Days? Time has no meaning to him in this place. Still, her body remains. Why? Did Skywalker not teach her how? Or his mother? Around them is cavernous emptiness and the smell of ozone. The void yawns as Exegol's walls fade back into the blue shade of night. There is almost no sound. It's as if they exist in a bubble of nothing. The muted atmosphere reminds him of when the bond would open, sucking in all the noise until he couldn't hear anything else. Just her. He looks around, wide-eyed, his face frantic and pleading. He flings out his senses but feels nothing. No one is coming. No one ever comes. Not for him. As he gently closes her open eyes, his mind races. He's not a praying man. Even steeped in the dark side, he'd never been one for religious zealotry. Still, he silently questions. He asks, he reasons, he demands. Unanswered, he begins to beg the Force to take her, to let her ascend as a Jedi, to be with the masters of old, to be with his mother. Ben. A familiar voice. A damning voice. Kylo feels like spitting. That's not my name. But isn't it? Rey did not save Kylo Ren's life. She saved Ben Solo. Only ever Ben Solo. His father's ghost, or perhaps only a memory, did not come to Kylo Ren. It came for Ben Solo. Still, one moment, one day, one decision, one act of heroism does not change his history. Cowed in his despair, he knows that there's only one person he wants to utter that dead name. And it is not Luke Skywalker. The dispatched Jedi appears behind him silently, and a bluish light diffuses around the already cold scenery. A not quite Ben Solo, yet not quite Kylo Ren, refuses to turn his hand. He merely tenses so rigidly that his muscle could crack stone. As if the universe had heard his questions, Luke answers. The Jedi Masters have decided to stop her from passing into the Force. Kylo freezes, horrified, eyes still fixed on her as his mind reels. Was such a thing even possible? And if so, why would they do it? She'd just saved the galaxy from the Final Order. She'd just saved everything. The Jedi had used her body as if it were merely a vessel, and now this. Veins flooding with vitriol. Kylo clasps Rey to his chest, rocking absently. Finally, he connects his slitted pupils to the last Skywalker's. Baring his teeth, he lifts his head back in a challenge, glaring up at the specter before him. Disdain drips from his voice. Not Jedi enough for you, then? His sarcasm becomes a sneer. You and your masters talk about balance in the Force. And that's exactly what she was. She channeled the light and the dark side, capable of... He falters with a weak gesture. His heart is bleeding, but his voice is calm, belying his rage. You used her. You killed her. His voice lowers to a viciously whispered hiss. And now this. She's cursed. She's lost. He doesn't hear his voice crack on the last word. Luke seems to reflect on the broken man kneeling on the floor before him, watching him mourn a future he'll never have with the woman who lays in his arms. In another life, in another thread of time, what would have been his destiny? Even in your redemption, Ben, you're still too dark to heal with the light. Kylo cringes to hear what he already knows. But any truth coming from this man, no matter how small, is like poison. As if he didn't notice, Luke merely continues, But you're right about balance. We all agree that the Jedi Order must end. At this, Kylo's eyebrows knit. The Force is dark and light together. She has that. Luke pauses, folding his hands in front of him. And so do you. Two bodies, one soul. A bond like yours can't be severed so easily, even in death. Smiling wistfully, Luke clasps his hands behind his back as he looks at the ground, beginning to pace around his once nephew, as if they were still family, as if he were still his master. Kylo's scowl grows deeper at the level of condescension still dripping from this man. The cosmic force itself has decided to give you a chance at true redemption, Kylo Ren. Skywalker's intonation at his chosen name turns to mockery. He pauses a beat, standing straight, and looking Kylo in the eyes with both deep sobriety and also a glimmer of hope. Hope was a look Kylo hadn't seen in a long time. Not since an elevator ride into the dark maw of his master's throne room. And it's giving you a chance to save Rey. Rey's smile fades slowly and her gaze turns distant. She was waiting for this question, he could tell, but it was like she still isn't sure where to start how to answer. She braces her forearms on her thighs and looks up into the sky again, neck craning in thought. Ben and I, we're two halves of a hole in the Force. It's called a dyad, he said. Finn's brain hitches. There's a long pause where he can't even form a coherent thought to follow that up with. Rey smiles again. I'm not sure how or why, but it's true. We're bonded. Finn's suspicion settles like stone as he gestures at himself. Is this some kind of mind trap? Is Kylo Ren in my head right now messing with me? Rey resists the urge to roll her eyes at him again, but fails immediately. Can you be bonded to someone else? She scoffs. That's not the way the Force works. And Finn smirks at her, pulling her mouth into a shape that matches his sarcastically. She lowers her voice to mock him. I don't think I can just change it, Finn. What if we were to try? She sputters humorlessly. Who would you even bond me to? Chewie? BB-8? All levity leaves the conversation as Finn looks at Rey with meaning. Me, Rey, we can bond you to me. Her eyes become sad, and as soon as that happens, Finn prepares himself for what's coming. What he somehow knows she's going to say. After all, a friend knows these kinds of things. Looking at the sky, not even squinting at its brightness, Rey says, I never really told you about Hakto with Master Skywalker, did I? Finn lets his grin return, albeit less honestly. What? We had all this time together and you never even told me you met the Luke Skywalker? Her smile is wistful before it fades. He's not who I thought he was. And I found neither is Ben Solo. Finn's stomach sinks. The Force connected us to each other. It defied all logic, honestly. We could sense each other, see each other, talk to each other from light years away. What is there to talk about with Kylo Ren? He says with no small amount of distaste. And believe me, the first time it happened, I tried to shoot him. She chuckles at the memory. But it changed. It evolved. And I wanted the Supremacy to save him. Finn stares at the shifting sand around his feet. He turned on his master. He killed Snoke. To save me. Finn's eyes narrow on hers in disbelief. I thought you... Her smile is soft. No, it was him. Then we defeated Snoke's guard together. Monsters in red armor, Finn. Weapons I could never have even imagined. But I wasn't afraid. He was with me. We fought like we were one person. I never felt more in tune with the Force before then. Never as strong, capable. After it was all over, he asked me to join him. Her scorn was palpable. But I left and found a way to get back on the Falcon instead. To get down to that planet. Finn's rage eeks back in like pinpricks on his skin. Great. Sadness is all over her face. I am not responsible for him or his actions. But I do know that I broke his heart that day. She pauses to steeple her fingers under her chin. Because he broke my heart too. There it is. And yet... But he chased us. All around the galaxy. Finn stands and his voice raises in volume with every word. He points his finger in no small amount of disbelief. Rey, you fought him! Over and over again, you destroyed his damned ship with the craziest stunt I've ever seen! It blew up like a fireball into the Death Star! He falters. Rey stoically stares into him. On the Death Star, I killed Kylo Ren. A pause. And then I saved Ben Solo.